Every summer, everywhere in America, especially here in New Jersey, you remember seeing a lemonade stand set up by a couple of kids. It was a fun and easy way for kids to earn some money, develop some work ethics that would benefit them later in life. This American tradition, well, it started to become an endangered species, thanks to state and local officials who, along with annoying nitpickers who are in dire need of a life, see fit to apply laws and their costs, which are designed for brick-and-mortar restaurants, to a couple of kids with a folding table and a pitcher of lemonade. Most recently, a couple of kids in Denver had their lemonade stand shut down by police because of a person's phone call. Here to take a look at the laws and policies which create this whole mess and how our lemonade company has come to the rescue of kids is Comparative Enterprise Institute Fellow in Regulatory Studies, Ryan Young. How are you today, Ryan?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
CEI.org, website for the Comparative Enterprise Institute. So give us the background. Sounds innocent enough. Parents had a couple of kids who were around the house and getting a little rambunctious, wanted to give them a little life lesson. So what better than to have them go to a park near an art expo, set up a lemonade stand, and have a fun day of all this. That was the plan. How did the plan work out?
Very poorly. Like you were just saying, lemonade stands are classic Americana. Kids learn about entrepreneurship, what it takes to run a business, how to count change, how to have a work ethic, and have some fun outside at the same time. But across the country, regulators are actually cracking down and busting these kids for having their lemonade stands. And it's not just in New Jersey. It's everywhere. Last month in Denver, a couple of kids didn't get a permit, so they got shut down by the police. Down in Texas, there are a couple of sisters who are trying to raise some money for Father's Day, and they didn't get a health permit, or they didn't get a health inspection, so regulators shut them down. And I've seen other cases in Iowa, Wisconsin, California, you name it. Regulators really just don't seem to like it when kids show a little bit of moxie.
And these kids in Denver, they weren't looking for pocket change to go buy baseball cards or something. They were raising money to help an orphan in Indonesia, if I heard the story correct.
Exactly right. So in a way, they were a not-for-profit enterprise in their own modest way.
Now, here's the crazy part. This was according to the permitting department. They said there are no rules explicitly prohibiting a lemonade stand, but there are no rules protecting it.
Now, yeah, so what you have is discretion run amok. And what happens is that kids are learning the wrong kinds of lessons about entrepreneurship in America. That's not setting a good example for young ones.
There's apparently an ordinance. This was the Denver City Council approved a rule that focuses on at-home sales, fresh produce, cottage food, stuff like that. And ordinance says sellers of certain products that are grown locally must obtain a home occupation zoning permit to sell and complete a food safety course. The ordinance, however, only applies to fresh fruits, vegetables, herbs, eggs, and unrefrigerated foods like teas, honey, and jam. And since last I checked, lemons aren't naturally grown in anywhere in Colorado. That law doesn't usually apply to lemonade stands, but as far as anyone could figure out, that's the closest law that would have backed up what the permitting department and the police did based on one phone call.
Yeah, and I don't know who's calling the cops on these kids, what they're thinking, but it's happening, and we really need to put a stop to this and just allow regulators a little bit of discretion so they can exercise their sense of humanity and let kids be kids.
Is this a money grab by some states? Because, you know, we certainly see here in New Jersey and other states as well, budget deficits growing and growing, and states are looking for any way to reel a buck in. So if you have to over-regulate and unfairly mandate permits for simple one-time-only situations, is that some sort of explanation for all this?
Well, one, this sounds like a very inefficient way to raise money. Surely, if that's the goal, there are better, more lucrative ways of raising money than going after little kids who barely have any. It's just a bad idea in all around. It doesn't even work as intended if the goal is to raise revenue.
And it's gotten so bad, too. There was a father, too, Robert Fernandez. He founded Lemonade Freedom Day. The whole basis of this, and this is how insane everything has gone with the situation, on August 20th, National Lemonade Freedom Day, they want, Fernandez wants kids and their parents across the country set up lemonade stands as an act of commercial protest, I guess, and maybe strengthen numbers to bring about some sanity. So every August 20th, you're going to see a large number of lemonade stands, and this is basically the reason why. That's just, hopefully it will bring attention in community by community of any ridiculous permitting mandates and how overreaching sometimes it gets. And, you know, hopefully something like this, sooner versus later, will change the flow of things.
Yeah, lemonade stands as an act of civil disobedience. count that among sentences I never thought I would say.
Well, the way government overreaches, as you certainly know in your work, we're talking with Ryan Young from the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org is the website here on Issues and Ideas. Certainly, with your studies, your points of focus, this is not an albatross. This is not a standalone. This is a more and more regular type of situation that you probably see.
Yeah, unfortunately, this story about lemonade stands might have a happy ending. Country Time, the lemonade producer, is, whether it's a PR stunt or whether they're really doing this out of the goodness of their hearts, setting up what they're calling a legal aid program, where if your kid's lemonade stand gets busted by the authorities, they'll step in and provide you with funds for legal defense or to help pay off your fines, up to $300 per family. And they've already raised about $100,000 for this program, which they hope to run not just this year but in future years as well. And they've put together a promotional video. They've gotten some news coverage. And really, this is not a PR battle that local authorities are gonna win by shutting down little kids with their lemonade stands.
And there's a website, too. You can find out more about that. Country Time Legal Aid, A-D-E, is how it's spelled. Aid, get it, .com, countrytimelegalaid.com. Also, so is it Pizza Hut that they have a similar project? If you report to them that you hit a pothole as you were taking your pizza home and it wrecked your pizza, they're going to pay an independent contractor to fill the pothole and basically do the city's work for them.
Yeah, it's Domino's that's behind it.
Domino's.
And right now they're holding a contest where you can enter to have them come to your town to fix potholes that apparently local governments are too lazy to fix.
I mean, all these towns, I mean, granted some of these are small towns too. We say the Denver area, but there's a lot of small towns around Denver, and they're certainly not used to any sort of media heat like the lemonade stand story is getting. But some of these town councils have to really, it's time for them to take a serious look at themselves and just realize that money, you know, you're in your position to bring financial stability to your community through the budgetary process, but there are certain things you just don't need to do.
Yeah, priorities and all that. There's only so much time in the day to get things done, and if people are focusing on busting little kids for selling lemonade on the street, think of other essential tasks, such as potholes, that are being ignored because of that.
Or a similar situation, as mentioned to Ryan off the air, New Jersey is the only state in the nation that bans the sale of homemade foods for profits. You can sell you can sell them for charity, but you can't set up at a school bake sale or a flea market or make a deal with a local food center at a gas station to supply them with morning snacks and make an extra buck off of that. You know, for economic times such as they are, you would think entrepreneurship would be encouraged.
Well, having solved all the other problems facing New Jersey, I think this is an excellent use of time.
Yes. Yes, and just for you listening, New Jersey requires those who wish to sell their goods to be licensed. So in order to be licensed, you have to, a person is not permitted to use their home kitchen. They have to gain access to a commercial-grade kitchen. And that typically costs, well, let's just say more than a home kitchen is probably going to cost you. One more step of why people are leaving New Jersey. Maybe the only growth industry in this state is the moving industry. But to learn more about this is a great program that Country Time is doing. Helping the lemonade stands that are being persecuted, prosecuted. You can choose your choice of language, but Country Time Legal Aid, ADE.com, learn more about that situation and learn more about this issue and its more broad focus and other ideas of importance that the Competitive Enterprise Institute focuses on. CEI.org is the place you can do that. We've been joined by one of their fellows in regulatory studies, Ryan Young. Ryan, thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much.